Well, it will have serious implications for the people of Donegal. There's no doubt about that. There are two issues here. First of all, the people of the north of Ireland and the people of Scotland voted to stay in the European Union, and they're being dragged out by the decision of the people of England and Wales. There's the other issue then of our own government in Dublin that needs to make sure that they are part of the negotiations in relation to this exit, and that they particularly focus minds in Brussels on the impact of this vote on the border region in terms of the economic impact, and also in terms of the movement of trade and people and tourists. So there are major implications, and we need hard-headed negotiations over the time ahead.
Now, your party could call for a referendum on removing the Irish border as soon as today. However, some are of the opinion that many people in the north of perhaps a Republican persuasion thought the Leave campaign had some compelling arguments.
In fairness, there is much to criticise about the European Union. There are serious issues in relation to how it's moved from a social Europe to one with little compassion. We can look at how Ireland was treated in relation to our banking debt and how the people of Greece had been treated. So there is much to criticise, but also it must be said that clearly the interests of the island of Ireland, and indeed if you look at the Scottish vote, are to be within the European Union and to fight for a social Europe, to fight with progressive people across Europe for change, not to walk away. And we have a real challenge and dilemma on our hands now on this island, but particularly here in the border region. So Sinn Féin are calling for a border poll on Irish unity, and we are calling on our government to make sure that they are part of these negotiations and defend the interests, particularly of the people in the north and in the border regions.